Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What's going on, everybody? Happy Parade Day. Today is Friday, February 14th. Also, happy Valentine's Day. I hope you find some time today to spend the one with the one you love, whether that be your significant other, a friend, the Eagles at the parade. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody. But this is your daily Go Birds morning update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. I'd wish my lovely wife, Kristen, a happy Valentine's Day on the pod, but she doesn't listen to the pod, so I won't do it. But happy Valentine's, babe. I love you. All right, let's get into what is on the schedule today. But it's one of those days where I don't even have to tell you what's on the schedule for today. It's parade day. The day that the team has worked for all year is here. Yes, they work to play in the Super Bowl, but what you work for is to win that Super Bowl and to get that parade. So for the first time since 2017, and only the second time since the year 2000, and even before then, the Philadelphia sports scene will have a parade. It is expected to be an absolutely epic one. It will start at 11 a.m. at the NovaCare Complex. It'll go all the way down around City Hall, end up at the Art Museum. It's going to take 3 hours to do it, and at 2 o'clock, the speeches begin. And anyone who wants to talk is going to be allowed to talk. So it's going to be a wild day. It's going to be a fun day. If you're not able to attend, or even if you are, make sure you have on the Odyssey app. Make sure you're listening to 94 WIP. Because all day, I'm going to have parade coverage for you. The station, all shows are going to be down on the parkway. Me and Devin Caney are going to be at close to the stage reporting on what's happening. So it's going to be a fun day. Lots of content, lots of Eagles talk, lots of celebrations, and well-deserved. You all deserve a celebration. So that is what is on the schedule for today for the parade. All right. I'm going to do a little injury report update because there actually is some injury news to talk about. Thursday was locker room cleanout day. So we got a chance to talk to Landon Dickerson, who said that he is likely going to need off-season surgery on his knee, but he is not exactly sure what the problem is yet. So he can't officially say what the diagnosis is, how long he'll be out, but he will require knee surgery. So not great, obviously. I'd assume he'll be good to go for training camp, which is kind of all that matters. And really, he just needs to be good to go for the second half of training camp. So credit to him for playing injured. Credit to Cam Jurgens for playing injured. Credit to all the people and on the team that played injured. But now it's time for the surgeries to get them ready for next season. So off-season surgery for Landon Dickerson. Okay, next up, like I said, the Eagles cleaned out their lockers on Thursday, the annual year-end tradition. But this year, the mood was a little more celebratory. Last year at this time, they were coming off that horrific playoff loss to the Buccaneers. Didn't know who would be back, who the head coach would be. Players were getting asked if they wanted Nick back. Jalen didn't really want to talk, eventually did talk. And it was just not a good scene. Today, much more celebratory. Guys were talking about the parade. There were bottles of liquor in guys' lockers. They were a few guys, including Zach Bond, said they were Googling and YouTubing what the parade was like in 2017 so that they could get an idea of what they were getting into tomorrow. So much more celebratory. Cooper DeJean was there. He had the ball that he got the pick six with, the pick six with against the Kansas City Chiefs. I already forgot the opponent. They smacked him so bad. He had the ball he got the pick six with, which was cool. I mean, that's an iconic piece of Eagles history right there, that he was holding. So just a cool day in the locker room. Not super crowded, to be honest. A lot of guys really weren't in there. Didn't hear from AJ, didn't hear from Devontae, didn't hear from Saquon. So it was Jalen, Zach Bond, Cooper, the Kobe talked, who said that, you know, he's more motivated than ever after not getting to play in the game. But he didn't even call it bittersweet because he said he was so happy for his teammates that, you know, he didn't view it as a bittersweet thing. But he's clearly motivated for playing next year. Mekhi Becton said he wasn't ready to talk about free agency, but that his time here in Philadelphia was amazing. And it's pretty clear, I think he hopes he's back. But I also think it's pretty clear he's going to want to be paid. Milton Williams said something similar. Milton Williams basically said, yeah, he wants to be here, but he also wants a pay raise. He hopes to be somewhere similar to Philadelphia if it's not Philadelphia. So, you know, that's the reality of locker room cleanout day. I know that because they have a parade tomorrow and they won the Super Bowl, it maybe doesn't fully set in that there's going to be a lot of changes to this team. But like it says, like the saying goes, like, that team will never be the same. It'll never be the same 53 guys. It'll never be the same practice squad. The coaching staff will be different. So I am happy for this group of guys that they got to end the year with a championship and with a trophy. But there will be changes. And that was one of the realities of the locker room cleanout day on Thursday. So let's get into what a few of the players had to say. Obviously, whenever he talks, Jalen Hurts is the big story. So Jalen Hurts talked just about, you know, what these last few days have been like for him, being a Super Bowl champion, being a Super Bowl MVP. And here's what Jalen Hurts had to say.
I think as you reflect on everything, you put so much work in and you work 364 days out of the year just for one moment. And the mission has been accomplished. And I know the iteration of this team this year will never be the same. You know, you go through changes and every year is different, every team is different. And so we'll have our moments allocated to enjoy everything we've been able to accomplish, but also understanding that, you know, we're behind in terms of what's to come. And it's been a great ride this year.
After seeing Jalen in the post-game locker room at the Super Bowl in New Orleans celebrating, you know, smiling, happy, seeing him on The View, The Tonight Show, The Morning Show, like all those things, he was back into his Jalen Hurts mode. You know, he talked about how he's already behind schedule when it comes to other teams getting prepared for next season. He talked about how, you know, losing kind of drives him more than winning. Yeah, so he was definitely back into the kind of Jalen that I'm used to seeing when it comes to press conferences. I did ask him, so there was a clip, and we're going to get into some of the best mic'd up clips from the mic'd up Super Bowl show that the NFL put on Wednesday. And let me tell you, if you haven't watched it, it's unbelievable. I would highly, highly recommend it. Just an awesome time for any Eagles fan. Probably not as fun for Chiefs fans, but it was a really fun watch. So in there, Jalen is quoted as saying that the Super Bowl loss in 2022 changed his soul. So I asked Jalen about that, what it meant, and here's what Jalen had to say.
Kind of meant there.
All I was saying was, you know, just my mentality transforming. It was just a transformation for me. And you have formative experiences that form who you are, you know, and it's all been based off the same foundation of who I am. But, you know, for so long I put tons of effort into improving, trying to be the best that I can be. But going through everything that I've gone through, you learn the value of winning, you know, and it's like you're winning is beating the opponent, improving is beating yourself, and I think both are required to be great and be remembered in history. But just think there was more of a, the desire to win just burned like it never burned before.
You know, I talked about this with James a little bit this morning on the Daily Pod, but yeah, I think that loss did change Jalen. I think there's a very clear before and after Super Bowl loss when it comes to the Jalen, you know, that we've kind of come to know as media, as I think they've kind of come to know in the NovaCare. And I think it turned him into somebody that never, ever, ever, ever wanted to feel that feeling again. Now, 2023, he didn't feel it because he didn't make it. But this year, he got back there. He got revenge. And I do think, as corny as it sounds, one of the things you hear from the great athletes is that the losing hurts more than the winning feels good. And I think that's definitely where Jalen's at. Like, and I kind of think that's a little bit what AJ was trying to say in his post, that like maybe the feeling of winning isn't what drives him. It's the hard work that drives him. So I thought that was an interesting quote from Jalen. And yeah, I think that Jalen is definitely back in Jalen mode. You can tell just being around him. I think he'll have fun at the parade. It'll be a good time, but it wouldn't surprise me at all if he's right back to work after the parade. So speaking of how things are going to change for this team, they will have a new offensive coordinator now that Kellen Moore is with the New Orleans Saints. Jalen Hurts was asked about Kevin Petullo, a guy whose name has been put out there as a potential replacement for Kellen Moore. Obviously, Kevin Petullo already on the staff. He's essentially the assistant coach. He's Nick Sirianni's right-hand man. He's, I think, has made it pretty clear he wants the job. So Jalen was asked about that possibility, and here's what Jalen had to say.
Yeah. Kevin Petullo's never been a, he'd have a different role. So it's hard to compare, you know, that role to this role because his job is going to demand something totally different of him. And I have a lot of confidence in him and what he's shown. However, I know, you know, over the years I've learned that's out of my jurisdiction. And so kind of just taking things as they come and trying to go out there and be the best I can be and just learn and evolve.
So my personal read on it, and you guys can have your own opinion, but my personal read on it is I don't think Jalen seems super thrilled about the idea of Kevin Petullo. I know that he spoke highly of him. I'm sure he thinks highly of him. But I think the part right there where he was like, well, he's never been a coordinator, probably not a ringing endorsement in that regard. So I know Jalen wants continuity, and I guess Kevin Petullo would, to a certain degree, signify continuity. But when it's a different play caller, he's never called plays. He's not like, he's on the sideline with Jalen, obviously, but it's not the same as having Kellen Moore if he would have returned for a second year. It's not like getting Shane Steichen back-to-back years like he did in 2021 and 2022. So I didn't get the sense Jalen is huge into the idea. Now, Jalen could be hard to read. Maybe he just answered it a way he didn't want to. But to me, it sounds like now that Kellen's gone, like, Jalen would probably prefer somebody outside the building. And I think an interesting dynamic to this, too, is while I think Jalen and Nick's relationship is in a good place, like, that is Nick's guy, you know? So I just wonder with the whole, like, straitjacket comment Jalen made, if he wants to have the offense handed over to somebody that is straight up Nick's guy. So that's something to consider when it comes to the hire. But we'll have more time to talk about that. That'll definitely be a main topic of the offseason. So outside of Jalen, like I said, Cooper DeJean and Zach Bond both talked. And man, what a crazy few days it had to have been for Cooper. It is funny. I asked him about it and he was like, yeah, I've just kind of been chilling. You know, obviously he said his social media has been blowing up, but he's a pretty down to earth guy, like a little similar to Jalen in the way that, you know, very soft-spoken, kind of stoic in the way he talks. So I asked him, you know, what does he remember of that play, the pick six play? Because, first of all, he said he watches it anytime he comes across it, which, talk about relatable. I definitely understand that. But he, you know, he said he watches it all the time. And I asked him kind of what he remembers about that play. And here's what he had to say.
How excited I was and how out of breath I was after the play. Really just the way our defense worked together on that play. Everybody was pretty tight in coverage. You know, Zach running through to the flat, allowing me to fall back inside. You know, Q was tight on his guy. He probably would have picked the ball off if I didn't. So it really just, you know, just sums up almost how we've been playing these past, you know, however many weeks since we've gotten this thing rolling.
What's your second best?
Yeah, I'll have to go back and look, but, you know, Quinyon potentially picking it off. Bottom line is that defense suffocated Patrick Mahomes. And I think what he's saying there is if it wasn't me, it would have been somebody else. Like I said, it was cool. He did have the football in his locker. He gave a shout out to the equipment staff, the fact that he ended up keeping it and having it. I know he had it with him, but, you know, the equipment staff didn't lose it. They held on to it. So very cool. He has that piece of, you know, historic Eagle stuff. So yeah, I mean, Cooper, his life has changed for forever to make that type of play and that type of moment on that type of stage. It's a life changing moment for Cooper DeJean. Probably frankly, you know how much money he made on that play? I mean, he's on that rookie deal. He's still getting paid well, but my guy Cooper got paid on that play. So speaking of being paid, Zach Bond is set to become a free agent. Zach was asked about it in a few different ways today. And here's what he had to say about free agency.
Yeah, I'm curious. I don't know what it's going to look like, honestly. My goal every time is to play the best football I can. And hopefully it's here. I love this place, and I really appreciate what they've done for my career and my family and just everything. So got a lot of options to weigh and a lot of different stuff to think about.
You know, today was the first day where he hasn't talked about a ton, but I do think it's interesting. And he was kind of set up in the way that it was like, are you curious about what's going to be out there? But him saying he's curious is the first time it's a little like, hey, I'm going to have options. Like, I had a big year. Someone's going to pay me. I still think he ends up being an Eagle. I don't think they let Zach Bond leave. I don't think Zach Bond is going to want to leave. But yeah, I mean, like I said, and kind of how I started the pod, the reality is there's going to be changes to this team and not everybody is going to be back. So hearing Zach Bond talk about it, it's an unfun reminder to fans and the team that there's a world where Zach decides he wants to leave. They could franchise tag him, although that would probably be a lot because he's technically considered an edge because he's a linebacker. But regardless, if he wants to leave, he's going to leave. And I don't think he's going to want to. I think they're going to pay him. But it was an interesting way to kind of respond to that question. So on the other side, we're going to talk about the mic'd up and, you know, some of the coolest moments I thought from the mic'd up episode that was on NFL Network, where it's behind the scenes of Super Bowl 59. So that'll be on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And James talked about the mic'd up in the daily pod from Thursday. You should all go check it out. Day 39, absolutely crazy. That's like a tenth of a year straight podcasting. But I wanted to play for you guys some of the cool behind the scenes kind of clips that came out of that, just because it's always really cool when you get to hear what guys are saying on the sideline and all that. So first, I wanted to play two clips of Jalen and AJ talking, and then Jalen and Devontae talking. So I'll start with Jalen and AJ. So here's Jalen and AJ as the game was ending, and you know they had a moment together. So here's Jalen and AJ on the sidelines.
Where we coming from?
Yeah, you know that's where we coming from. And I told you we were gonna do this when I made that call. And it's done.
For sure.
She about to sing, but.
For sure, man. Proud of you, bro.
Appreciate you, man. Proud of you too.
All the ups and downs, bro.
It comes with it, man. It's a part of the game, and that's life, you know?
So it feels like forever ago where there was drama about their relationship. Brandon Graham said they need to get along and all that. And look, there was truth to that. Absolutely. Brandon didn't just make it up. But it is cool to see, you know, Jalen saying from the moment he made that call, the famous FaceTime, that's what it would be. I thought there was like a little awkwardness in the body language between the two, but it's really cool that they have this moment together, whether they're still great friends, whether they're not, whether they got in a fight, whether they didn't. The bottom line is they've known each other for a long time, and to celebrate together like that and win a Super Bowl has to be really cool. Winning a Super Bowl in general is a really cool thing, but winning it with someone you've known for so long and you've been through ups and downs with, and you know, as he says in there, it's part of the game. That's how it goes. So very cool to see those two celebrating together. Next up, Jalen and Devontae. With Devontae being emotional, winning the Super Bowl in his home state, obviously caught a touchdown. It was, you know, cool to see Devontae be so emotional. He's not a guy that always shows a ton of emotion in the locker room when we talk to him. So it was cool to see. So here is Jalen and Devontae on the sideline.
I love you, boy.
Love you too, dog.
Appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you too, man.
Way to keep this going, man.
I got you, dog.
Hey, man, this ain't our last time at this,
man. You got some catching up to do, dog.
For sure.
Hey, it's been a ride, huh?
For sure, man.
It's been a ride. It's been a ride, dog. It's been a ride, man. You deserve it, bro. You deserve that. You deserve that. Embrace this, man, in your hometown. In your hometown.
You know, the line, we have some catching up to do, caught my attention. I do think he's talking about Super Bowl wins and, you know, getting more. But I think that, you know, the last 2 years, Jalen said himself, that loss changed his soul. I think you notice a difference in Jalen since that Super Bowl loss. Jalen and Devontae have been friends for a long time, but I think, you know, I kind of read that we're catching up a little differently. I read it as like, hey, like, you know, we won this. Like, let's get back on the same page. So really cool to see Jalen, Devontae, and AJ all have that moment together. They've been together a long time. They've won a lot together. And to win the ultimate prize together is really cool to see. You know, like I've said, we've seen this team go through a lot of struggles together. And I do think that makes it cooler seeing them win it. So next up, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. A lot of good clips from him, but I thought this one is really cool. This is Chauncey on the sideline reminding his team to take a deep breath.
Deep breath.
Breathe in on three. 1, 2, 3.
For as much as Chauncey is viewed as a guy that's going to be like, get everyone hype and get everyone like ready to hit hard and he's crazy and like, he is that. But he is also, I think, what it showed was just he's a really good leader. Like, he tells them what they need to hear in the moment. Like, they all needed to take a deep breath. He had them all take a deep breath together. Pre-snap, he's getting them hype. He's getting them hype together. I thought Chauncey came off really, really good. Really, really good in the behind the scenes, the mic'd up. It's clear that what they wanted from him off the field, they absolutely got from him. So speaking of leadership, maybe the biggest takeaway from the mic'd up was what a leader Saquon Barkley is. When they signed Saquon, how he talked a lot about the person, the culture changer, how he can come in and be a leader. And he absolutely was that. And you can really see it in these clips. So here's Saquon reminding everybody to stay calm and not get too overly excited because they were winning by a lot.
The Eagles are up 24-0.
Hey, do not fall for it. Do not fall for it at all. Hey, do not fall for it at all. The scoreboard 0-0. We're here the whole time. That's for everybody else. We stay locked in.
There must have been 15 clips in that show of Saquon reminding everybody, stay here, even keeled, stay here, stay here. The score doesn't matter. Like, we still got to win. It's not over. Keep working. And it's important, right? When you're up that big, we've seen the Eagles in the Super Bowl blow leads. We've seen the Chiefs come back from big deficits. So I thought it was really, really good leadership by Saquon to show that. And just what a vocal leader he is, considering he's a new guy. There's another clip where Jalen Hurts kind of says to Saquon, you know, you changed everything for this team. So it's pretty clear Saquon the person, not just the player, but Saquon the person was a really big addition to this locker room. So the last clip I want to play for you guys is Nick Sirianni talking about the big play to Devontae. So, you know, this is before the play, and you can kind of hear him saying, like, hey, let's go for it.
Can we score? It's over. Yeah, I don't – just call it.
For the Eagles, it is first and 10.
Hey, check.
And they take over in Chiefs territory at the 46-yard line. Hurts back, looking. He is going deep, and it is caught.
This is one thing to consider, I think, when it comes to, you know, the play calling next year and Kellen Moore and all that, that Nick is very, very involved in the play calling. Jalen Hurts, very, very involved in the play calling. There's another scene in the Mic'd Up where Nick essentially goes, hey, let's run the ball straight up the middle or whatever. Kellen did a great job. He was the play caller. But I don't think losing Kellen's as huge of a deal as people make it out to be. They need some new ideas, and I think not having Kellen and getting a new voice in there will be good for this team. And I think it'll give them a newness to the offense that they wouldn't have had if Kellen stayed. So thank you guys so much for listening. Hopefully you're listening to this on the way to the parade. Hopefully you have a magnificent day. Be safe. Don't be dumb. Enjoy the parade and cap off this season the way it deserves to be capped off. So thank you guys for listening. Until then, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Go Bears! Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.